I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
Hello, boys and girls. It is time for another reporting Depp v. Heard missive from day 23 out of 25 on this epic trial. We have got a debrief from Katie Flegar, who is a German journalist who has been covering this trial for Bild magazine, and we go through all the witnesses today one by one. It was a very strong day for witnesses. We had Kate Moss, the British supermodel, starting off, and Johnny Depp himself took the stand for another, well, it was at least 2 hours worth of examination and cross-examination. But as I say, I talk it all through with Katie, who is my park bench debrief interviewee for this episode of Reporting Depp v. Heard. I will be back after the interview for a little bit more waffle and to say goodbye. But for now, enjoy. Park bench interview with Katie Flegar from Bild magazine. We were both watching what was going on in court today. It was a really good day in court. We had Kate Moss to start with. We had Johnny Depp. We had Dr. Shannon Curry come back. We had a man from TMZ magazine who talked about how information and video footage was leaked to the website. And we also had a forensics expert who can talk about the photos that were actually made public at various stages over this litigation and back in the day when the DVRO was taken out. So should we do this chronologically? Because otherwise my brain is going to fry.
Please.
Kate Moss.
Yes.
The world's shortest piece of testimony ever.
Yes, it was so short. Like, I mean, I knew that's not going to be that long because they asked her specifically about that incident. So, but I thought it would be a little longer. But it was like very important. I thought she's a super important witness for him. Also because she is Kate Moss, and I think the jury in general tends to believe more people we already know. Like
possibly, yeah. Also, I mean, the fact that she was a partner of his and she was
exactly
speaking up on his
behalf.
Exactly.
She was the first ex-girlfriend or ex-partner of Johnny Depp who said anything. We can't
to give live evidence, because Winona Ryder and...
Yes, but we can't use that. The jury won't use that as evidence.
Vanessa. No, not on this one, but yeah.
So she was the first one that's really in evidence, and it's good. It was for him, I think, great that someone not only said it's not true, but also said, oh, he was so nice, he helped me, he was caring.
Yes,
and
we ought to explain the story. The story was that Johnny Depp had pushed Kate Moss down the stairs. She said, no, that's not true. We were on holiday, I slipped. And he carried me up the stairs, took me back to my room, and got me medical assistance.
Yes.
And it was like, right, okay, thanks very much, goodbye. Basically, that was it. That was the anecdote. So yes, she poo-pooed this idea that Johnny Depp said came from Amber Heard.
Yes, like that was surprising. I didn't know that. I thought I heard about it in the news before.
Yeah, well, I was trying to find where this rumor had come from last night. I was thinking, well, it must come from somewhere. And then Johnny Depp said, no, it was Amber had got it into her head somehow.
And that's like another really was a strong point today, because it was not in the news. Like nobody knew about this. She mentioned it in her testimony. She said, oh, it reminded me instantly of Kate Moss and Johnny when he tried to push her down the stairs or pushed her down. And so I don't know, I have to check that again.
No. Well, I mean, I looked for it. I couldn't find a sort of proper source. So, it's quite circular.
See, so it was like a rumor that she fabricated, apparently. And I think that was a strong point, because for the jury to hear that is another evidence. Mm.
It made a double point, didn't it? It was very powerful, even though it was very short, because it was a former partner standing up for Johnny Depp, disabusing the notion that anything weird happened. And then Johnny Depp later saying this was something that Amber Heard made up or sort of turned into this horrible story in her mind.
And also the fact that she even gave a testimony, I think, is great, because she could have said, I don't want to, like, it's a civil trial, like, she doesn't have to be witness, but she said, no, I want to make clear this never happened. So I think that was great, and I think it was great she was at the first one.
Yeah, it also actually got all of the UK a bit of a flutter, because Kate Moss is a big name in the UK. Yeah. I don't know how big a name she is.
She's a big name everywhere.
Oh, she is. Okay, fine. Yeah. So then after that, we had Dr. Shannon Curry came back. Now, I am not a forensic psychologist. I do not know too much about forensic psychological methodology, but she threw a lot of shade on Dr. Dawn Hughes, who was Amber Heard's forensic psychologist, didn't she? Did you understand anything what she was saying?
I understood the key points she was saying. I mean, she went into detail a lot and about the different ways to make diagnosis. Like, that was like a little difficult, but what she said was also like very credible. Like she said that post-traumatic, what's a really important thing she said was that it's the most used, that people in civil suits apparently use that all the time.
They try and claim, it's the most commonly claimed mental disorder, isn't it?
It's a PTSD, and I know that a lot of people are always like, oh, I have PTSD from that, but she explained it to the jury and us how that PTSD is something, not that you're like traumatized with something or it's mm-hmm. like a bad memory. It's like you're not able to walk outside. You're scared little things will trigger you. I mean, you look at people who came back from the war. They had diagnosed with PTSD.
Yeah.
Those are people who are not even able to work. They can't function with their own kids anymore. They're really scared. This is a really serious disease. And that was a good point when she said, a lot of people claim to have that, but this is not just a little thing. This is something that really affects your whole life. And we hear that people are not able to work anymore. And then she said, well, Amber, she did movies. She went to movie premieres. And those would be triggers, like to go on movie premieres, for example, because it would remind her of Johnny. But nothing. She lived her life. She moved on.
She was poised and fluent as ever, wasn't she?
Yeah,
and engaging happy. Presence in the
She didn't
the
seem
box.
Unhappy. Or we don't have any like evidence that Amber Heard went into treatment, like for not able to work.
Yeah.
No, so that was, I think, a very strong point.
Yes,
she brought this up.
Yes,
again.
That was clearly understandable. Mm-hmm. Some of the methodology I got confused by, but yes, she did make that point very clearly. Third witness was Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And he spent a long time in the witness box, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pick out some of the highlights of the evidence from your perspective.
He said about so many things, like he explained it again. So we heard Amber's testimony and she accused him of a lot of things. So he talked about all of this and I thought it was very interesting, especially with the point with the drugs. Like when he said, but she said, oh, he took 8 or 10 MDMA pills at the same time. And I know a little bit about it. So when he said, I would be dead, and that's true. Like no normal person can survive this unless you have a really high tolerance, but that means like he would do that every day, and we know he didn't. Very entertaining, very confident. What I think was not good was he came off a little arrogant, a little rude, and I think this is never good for the jury because they see him and they don't want to see an entitled Hollywood star being rude.
Do you know what? See, I can forgive him that.
I'm not judging him. I forgive him that too.
Yeah,
but
I can understand.
I don't know how the jury will see that.
I can understand why towards the end of a long trial, because if you also look at Amber Heard, she spent the first part of the trial very, very sort of still, wasn't she? She wasn't giving much away in her expression. She just looked a bit pained. Today she was a bit more animated. So in the same way that I think, because we're all getting really tired, he was a little bit more natural and a little bit more giving as good as he got, and she was a little bit more loose in her expressions and responses to it. And you can kind of understand that at the end of 6 weeks, people are just going like, oh, come on, when will it all be over? But I thought he was really good. He went through a lot of the evidence for talking about getting her the role in Aquaman.
Aquaman was a very strong point.
Said that he vouched for her essentially to Warner Brothers when they were thinking about casting her in the role.
Yes, but I didn't like that much, and I think that was not so good what the text messages we saw in court.
He claims that there were some text messages that came from his phone that he simply didn't write.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, I didn't write that, and maybe you wrote it to the lawyer, Rottenborn. And I was like, wow, this is a strong thing to say back to a lawyer in front of the jury.
He suggested that Mr. Rottenborn may have just typed up those text messages last night, to which Mr. Rottenborn said, I did not do that.
Yeah, and he said, "It's there's no evidence there. I have to, and they get like these evidences from, I mean, they're checked. And he said first, maybe you wrote it. But then he said someone else could have had my
phone
and wrote this. So this is like a believable answer. It's an option. But he said it afterwards. So he tried to get out first. Maybe you wrote it. And then so that was, I think, not so good for him because you could see like he was struggling a little bit.
He was struggling a little bit.
How do I get out of this?
OK, so this afternoon we had Morgan Tremaine formerly of TMZ. He was an assignments editor. It was his job to send out paparazzi to take photos of celebrities around LA, and I had a small team in New York and then one photographer in DC. But obviously LA is where the celebrities are, and that's why he had 20 photographers. And he was talking about the tip-offs that he got that allowed his team to be able to take videography shots of Amber Heard coming out of LA County Courthouse, having got her DVRO, and various setups whereby she was going to get her deposition, is that right? And crucially, he spoke really interestingly about how TMZ were able to license the video of Johnny at Sweetser drinking the mega pint of wine and smashing the cupboards and chucking the glass. What conclusions did you draw from Mr. Tremaine's evidence?
So first of all, what was interesting, he said, I sent photographers over there because we wanted to get a shot of her with the black eye. So my first question is, how did they even know she had a black eye?
Yeah, they had been, he was of the understanding that his photographer would be, he was told that Amber Heard would stop, turn to make sure that everyone could see the bruise, and that's one of the bases on which he sent a videographer down there.
That was very interesting because how did she know? Like, there was a tip, like somebody knew she's gonna be there. Not only that, she has a black eye, a bruised eye, so that was interesting. The second one is with the video. We know Amber Heard took it. She filmed it. It was on her phone.
Yeah.
So we also know that it was her phone was not stolen. We would already know that. If she said, oh, there was a time my phone was stolen, I don't know, maybe people took off the video or so. No, never happened.
This is the thing. So he, although it was really interesting what he said normally it takes us some time to be able to license a video in order to verify it, first of all, and find out who owns it so that we can license it and use it. And he said that in the time it took for TMZ to get the video and get it out on the internet, it was about 15 minutes. And he said that only normally happens if we are dealing with the copyright holder. Now, like you, I cannot believe for one moment that Amber Heard would have done that, but it is entirely possible that one of her team did.
Yes.
Or she authorized it and one of her team did it.
Yes.
So that
100%, because there's no other option.
And the same with the tip-offs about the you know.
There's no other option, so that was really bad for her.
Yeah, I don't like to come down on one side or another, but as a journalist, I know that if that TMZ makes sense as a journalist, he presumably was testifying on oath and telling the truth, and he must have been dealing with someone who had the authority to license that video on behalf of Amber Heard. You know, the jury's got to make their mind up, but I think there was compelling evidence to suggest that that video had been leaked with the authority of someone within her team. Final witness, the forensic expert. Now, I have heard a few people talk about how damning this forensic expert was.
Yeah.
I don't think he was, because all he could conclude was that he couldn't do a forensic analysis on any of the photos because they are sort of screenshots of photographs which have been saved and but basically, I think he was brought in to find out whether or not these photos have been retouched or re-edited in some way, and he couldn't say with any authority
He said they went through a photo program where he saw like there was a size change and a color change.
Yeah.
That's what he said. And I thought that was very interesting because we saw different pictures. Like I remember that cover picture on the People magazine was not the picture we saw in court.
No.
It was like so extreme blue. So maybe People magazine color corrected it to make it a more intense effect. That doesn't even have to be Amber. That maybe not her fault. But he said these pictures were edited, and I think
he didn't say the pictures were edited though. That was the thing. He said they were compressed and they had been changed.
But didn't he say, I thought he said that there were size changes and color changes.
Yeah, he did, but he couldn't say whether that had been done manually and who by.
Oh, okay.
That was my understanding. I may have got that wrong, because I was watching Double Speed on catch up towards the end of the day.
I thought he said it and it was like,
I mean, look at the photos, there have been color changes because they showed them side by side on court.
Yeah.
Exactly the same photo.
So we saw
had
like
changed
three,
color.
We, for example, we saw three versions of the picture with the bruise on the arm.
Yeah.
And it was a totally different. And so.
Well, they were size changes, weren't they, in the actual kilobyte size of the photograph, weren't they?
Yes, the size and the color. Like, we could see that in court. And we could also see that when Amber Heard testified, she saw a picture, and then Johnny said, you know, this is not the picture I saw, like it looks so different. They were definitely
those photos have definitely changed. I think the issue was how they were changed. I suppose for the first time today the jury will have seen side by side two different versions of exactly the same photo, and so therefore they will have been in absolutely no doubt that they have been changed. Those photos have been changed for what reason we do not know. Who did them, we do not know. How they were changed, you know, we don't know, but they have been changed. And I think that was the, I suppose, conclusive takeaway from that point. So it was a really interesting day.
That was, yeah.
And I mean, who would you call it for?
Johnny. I think today was strong. I mean, it was his side, his rebuttal.
Yeah.
Of course. But I thought there was a lot of evidence came out, and he could talk about the allegations of her again, about her testimony, and it was very believable.
So are you coming to any conclusions about who might be telling the truth in this very messy, lengthy trial?
I mean, it switches. The weird thing is it switches. Like, at the beginning, it was only his side. I was, oh my God, Johnny, like, he's saying the truth. She's a liar. Then I heard her side. I was like, yeah, that also makes sense, and I believe it. I don't believe everything she said, but I believe a lot. Today, it was again, I was like, oh, now he explains it in a different way. And I think, like, for her, it's hard for me to believe her.
All I would conclude from the last 2 days is that the rebuttal witnesses for Amber Heard better be good.
Yeah.
Or I would be very, very worried if I were on her side.
Do we know, like, who's coming yet?
No, God, no. It changes. I mean, we thought Johnny Depp was going to turn up tomorrow in the witness box, but actually he was used today. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what does happen tomorrow. There's been a lot of evidence that's come out in his favour over the course, certainly over the course of the last 2 days, I would say. Very, very strong stuff. But we're not seeing what the jury is seeing.
No, I don't know. Like, I mean, I can't speak for the jury. I don't know them. I don't know their background. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know their life experience.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot about
and how much they're taking on board as well.
How they feel about certain things. We don't know that. It's just my feeling. Like, people want Johnny to win. People think he will win because they think it's so clear she's a liar. But I talked to one of my best friends. He's a lawyer. He's a trial lawyer. He does that for 40 years. And what he told me was interesting. He said that the jury usually it's not good to bring in a divorce case or people who hate each other for a jury, because he said people get annoyed. People don't want to get in between. They know it's a relationship. There's always some truth on every side.
Yeah.
So people have, a jury have problems making a decision. And often, like what he told me, is that these trials go into both sides are right, both sides are wrong, and we give everybody a dollar.
Well, this is the nightmare, isn't it? If there's no unanimity in the jury room,
yes,
it's a mistrial.
Can happen. And also, like,
imagine that if it's a mistrial.
It would be crazy, but I think it's a big possibility because we heard both sides, and both sides, I think, say the truth at some point. Like, there's both evidence on both sides, and I think it's not like a murder case or something where we know yes or no. It's and the thing is, like, he's suing her. He's about the op-ed, and I think it's hard to prove.
The Washington Post article.
Yes, and he claims his that this op-ed, like, ruined his career, and so he has actually to prove that he never abused her, and he might can prove that, not physically. But here in Virginia, the law, what I heard, is that verbal abuse is counted as abuse too. And I think
they were trying to make that case, weren't they,
over the course of
Amber Heard's evidence?
Side, did that, and they could say.
But the jurors might just, well, we don't know, because the checklist is going to be given on Friday, and so the jury will get their instructions on Friday, and we'll see whether or not the judge or the parties. I can't believe that the parties would agree that verbal abuse counts as.
Yes.
Because
we heard a lot of audio, and she could claim, well, I felt verbally abused.
He could claim verbal abuse too, but then
it's again.
Oh, man.
I don't know. We have to see what's happening tomorrow. I think it's important to hear her rebuttal, to see who's bringing in. Because right now, I think he won that day. So I think he's, like, right here, and she's here, but they can change.
Well, and also, last impressions count. There's a big thing that barristers in the UK like to go last before a decision is made, simply because they know that that will be the last thing in a jury or the judge's mind before they go and make their decisions. And if it is the rebuttal for Team Heard tomorrow, which is the last day before closing statements, that's an advantage, but they've got to be good.
I mean, this last two days,
there have been some very, very strong pro Johnny Depp witnesses.
Yes,
very.
They
strong.
Were like, I was amazed. I was very surprised. I was like, why didn't we hear about this?
Yeah, no, this is what I was thinking. Where were you?
Where were you?
I know some of them came through as
came
part of the trial.
But also, I think it was smart to not let people know right away, like, what Johnny gonna bring? I thought it was way better to bring them in later to have something in the pocket they can use, and also like to give that shocking effect or that wow, where does this witness come from? This is something totally new.
I mean, I must admit, this trial has gone on a very, very, very long time, and it's exhausting, but it's fascinating in equal measure, isn't it? And some days when I'm thinking, oh God, really, really, you hear something like a day like today has been incredible because of the strength of those rebuttal witnesses, and you suddenly start getting really into it again.
Yeah.
How are you coping? How are you bearing up?
I learned a lot about mistakes, what I will not do. I'll learn from their mistakes and what is not good.
I'm certainly never going to send a salty text message again.
No.
To anyone. Casey, thank you so much for joining me for a debrief park bench interview. It's lovely to have a chat. I'm really glad that I finally got to interview you.
Me too. And I love working with you. I love seeing you here. Like, it gives me motivation every day to see you because we're going through this together from day one.
Absolutely. We should go and have a debrief drink at the end of the road when this is all over. It'd be lovely.
Yeah.
My thanks to Katie. She is very chatty. She's a ball of fun, actually, in the courthouse. She gets quite exercised and energized by things. And sometimes when your spirits are flagging as a journalist and you're wondering why you're there and what you're doing, Katie comes along and energizes everyone again. Anyway, thank you so much for your patronage. I hope you are enjoying what we are doing, what I am doing. And I will be back in around 24 hours' time with another Reporting Depth Be Heard. Bye-bye.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is Reporting Depth V Heard.